Welcome to the DC Daily Drop, your one-stop shop for today's important news in DC movies, TV, and comics. Here are your hosts, Tom and Zach.
Welcome to a Thursday, May 11th edition of the DC Daily Drop. I'm Tom.
And I'm Zach.
Today we're going to talk a little bit about Wonder Woman and some big news from Black Lightning, iZombie, and Gotham. So starting out, Saeed Toumaoui, who has been listed as playing Samir in Wonder Woman, sort of tweeted out an Instagram picture, perhaps saying he's playing a different character. That is what is let on. He shared a photo of a character named André Blanc-Dermont, who is a French member of the Black Hawk Squadron in the comics. He was in one episode of Justice League, the animated series. So he might be playing a comic book character. I don't think this necessarily means anything. Some people have been like, oh, does this mean we're going to get a Black Hawk movie or something like that? And I'm like, no, I think they just have a supporting character and they want to use a comic book character for those supporting roles, which I always love when they do, even if they're obscure characters.
Yeah, it's always like, if you have the choice between inventing some new character that is just a side character or tying them to a character that exists somewhere in comics already, like, why not tie them to somebody who exists in comics already? It's just, you know, a cool little Easter egg almost. Like, the person who doesn't read comics, who goes and watches this movie, isn't going to care that he's tied to that character. But we do, because we like comic stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Next up, exciting news for Black Lightning. Deadline has reported that they have been picked up to series by the CW. It's just kind of a short article about some of the other shows. There's like four shows total that CW is picking up to series, but it doesn't mention if it's going to come out, if it's going to debut in fall or spring. I know originally they talked about it debuting in fall, but I don't know if this changes that at all.
Yeah, I don't know. CW usually has more shows than they have time slots. And the last rumor we heard was that they were eyeing a spring debut to make it a replacement.
Oh, yeah, I said that wrong. Did I say fall? I meant spring.
Yes.
Yeah.
It could be either at this point. You know, we don't know when we're going to see it, but this is good news because this means we're going to eventually get to see Black Lightning. That will make it the sixth DC show on the DC show on the CW, which I know some people might be a little upset that we're getting to see all the shows on the same channel, but at least this has got a different creative team behind it. I mean, Greg Berlanti is connected, but it's really Salim Akil who's being the showrunner, and so this is going to be something completely different, I hope.
Yeah, I'm really excited for this show, so I can't wait for it to come out.
Yep, and in other TV news, iZombie and Gotham were both renewed yesterday for their fourth season. These were the two shows that we hadn't got official confirmation on, but they were expected to be renewed, and they officially will be returning for their fourth season, which is very exciting.
Yeah.
So this just says all of the DC TV shows that were on the normal fall spring schedule have been renewed except for Powerless. So that's seven shows there. Preacher season two starts next month. That makes eight. We know we've got Titans on the DC streaming service. That's nine. And this is just live action, by the way.
Yeah.
So there's nine right there. And we're also waiting for official confirmation on the Krypton and Scalped pilots. So yeah, there's a lot going on in DC TV.
Yeah, quite a lot. So speaking of things going on in DC TV, TV Line had a special article with just kind of little nuggets, potential small spoilers, for a bunch of different TV shows, and that includes some of the CWDC shows. So some very kind of small spoilers of Arrow and Supergirl if you don't want to hear that. So executive producer Wendy Miracle was talking about Black Siren's return to Arrow, and she said she comes back as part of Chase's plan. Chase knows exactly what he's doing, and he understands how unsettling seeing somebody that looks like Laurel Lance is going to be for the rest of the team. And from a writing perspective, it's just fun storytelling. Katie Cassidy does an amazing job as Black Siren, and seeing her take on Dinah or her take on Lance is going to be fun.
Yeah. So I guess that it sounds like, at least for now, that rules out a potential redemption arc for Black Siren. It seems like, so if she's a villain in a series regular next year, I don't know if they're setting her up to be the big bad or what, or if maybe they're going to try to slowly redeem her over the course of next season, or if they're not doing that at all. I don't really know what their plans are with the character at this point, other than she's going to come back bad, and apparently she's going to take on the new Black Canary and maybe her father from another universe. Sounds like. I don't know what that's going to look like, but I guess we'll find out soon.
Yeah. They also talked about how the season finale is not going to threaten Star City for the first time ever.
Yeah. 4 years, city ending events in the city. So I guess that's a good thing that I'm quite glad that they're not going to threaten it again. And I'm quite excited for what they have coming up, it looks like, in the last couple episodes of Arrow.
Yeah. And then one small little tidbit about Supergirl. Executive producer Andrew Kreisberg was asked about the costume for Mon-El, if he'll get one or anything. And he said, "I can't say right now, but I wouldn't be surprised if one day you got to see that."
Yeah.
So that,
do you want to see a costume for Mon-El?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. I think they have plans to eventually give him one.
Yeah, I think so too. So
he also hasn't been doing much superheroics lately, so he doesn't really need more than jeans and a jacket to eat ice cream cones on the sidewalk.
Exactly. Well, I think Supergirl is going to trim down their cast maybe a little bit for next season. Not that I want them to get rid of a bunch of characters. I'm not saying a bunch of people are going to die, but I'm saying they might not be alive.
you think Mon-El?
No, I think they'll keep Mon-El. I think they're going to streamline get rid of some of the other characters, like maybe James.
Ooh. Well, you know, they don't have to kill someone. They could just, give them a promotion in Metropolis or something.
Right.
You don't always have to kill people on these shows. And our last thing is a Twitter question, really interesting one from @BatmanMir1989. We talked a little bit about China and how those two production companies were listed on the credits for Wonder Woman. And the question was, with WB working closer with Chinese companies, what's your take on the box office numbers for Wonder Woman and JL there?
I mean, it certainly won't hurt the numbers. I don't know how much of an impact it's going to have. I don't think it's going to double what it would have gotten without them working with those Chinese companies, but certainly they're going to maybe put a little bit of resources of their own resources into marketing the movie in China, which will certainly help get more people to the movies. But I don't think it's going to be like Transformers or Furious where they do big tie-ins or film parts of it in China or have it set in China and then have these crazy numbers of people coming to see the movie.
Yeah, I think the impact, we might see a slight impact with Wonder Woman and maybe a little bit more with Justice League. But I think more than anything, this is, I don't know that they're going to necessarily change their films to market better towards the Chinese audience. But I think they just opened a new Beijing office and they, working with these companies, if nothing else, it will get them better information, better data on how to market in China. How to promote and everything. And so I think we might start seeing a bump with Wonder Woman, not to say that it'll make more than Batman v Superman, because I don't think Wonder Woman's as well known as Batman plus Superman in China.
Yeah.
So it might not make more, but I think it could start to move things in the good direction so they can market it better, know how to market towards the Chinese audience and everything like that. And that's crucial. I mean, they haven't done a good job yet. And they haven't taken full advantage of the Chinese market. So I think that's something they can work on. So I don't have any idea in terms of numbers, but I think if Justice League is more action oriented and more fun, I would be disappointed if it didn't make a lot more than the $95 million that Batman v Superman made. And that's one thing that's also been talked about with Batman v Superman in particular, because it's a lot of dialogue heavy and you need to know what's going on.
Yeah.
So, if it's a foreign language film, it can be tough to know what's going on if you don't want to read a bunch of subtitles and you just want to see the action and the spectacle. Whereas why Furious, whatever, Fate of the Furious and that franchise and Transformers have done so well there is because Not to offend anyone, but you don't really need to know what's going on or even what the people are saying to get those films. You just kind of watch and, you know, you're going to see a car chase and then you're going to see an explosion and, you don't need to know necessarily what's going on to enjoy them. So I don't know. I think it's good long term, but I think it's just, I think they're just starting to build a better relationship and it might be a couple movies before we really get to see. It might be Aquaman, you know, before we really see the impact of an improved marketing presence in China.
Yeah, and that's the tough thing, too, is, like, it's not like Wonder Woman. We don't have two alternate universes where Wonder Woman is released in China without them working with it and released in China with the Chinese companies working with it. So it's not like you can go back and see, oh, for sure, it would have made this less money if the Chinese companies hadn't worked with Warner Brothers. So it's well, it's always going to be kind of a guess.
Well, there's not an Earth 2 that you know of.
Well, right. I mean, I don't have my cosmic treadmill handy, so.
You don't have Cisco's little universe jumping device.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, that is all we've got for today. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening, and make sure to check out DC Daily Drop on Twitter, Facebook, and DCDailyDrop.com. Drop by tomorrow for more DC news.